Welcome. I do hate that that's become all I know.
Our catchphrase.
Welcome back, listeners, to episode 18 of Nothing on the Radio.
Welcome.
Em, you look lovely today.
Fuck you, Louie.
Oh.
It's been a rough 48 hours.
Oh, that was rude. I was hoping you'd go, oh, thank you, and I was going to go, prank, you don't.
But, no, I know right. Him. I know, okay. I've been better.
Em's had a couple of days of hell of migraines and vomiting and diarrhea. Can we say that on here?
Oh, we just did. Thanks, Louie.
And lost a few kilos, though. So
that was good.
She's really glowing. She was saying that, she had vomited that many times that she'd lost 3 kilos. And I said, silver lining. And I went, stomach lining.
It was stomach lining.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Very acidic.
So still working on a theme song. I think we've been saying that for about 3 months. It will eventually come together.
It'll be so good.
Merchandise. Okay, we actually have stickers coming. Mm-hmm. They are in the post as we speak. And we have T-shirts getting quoted at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard because to get printed on mesh singlets is quite difficult. So I'm doing whatever I can. And male G-strings, I couldn't find them cheap enough either, so... I had to make them myself.
We'll start a GoFundMe page for it.
You know what? Let's talk about GoFundMes, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, obviously, for the people out there aren't aware, GoFundMe, it's like you can set up your own page where you can ask for donations for anything.
Yeah.
Now, this is a problem because, especially online, like a lot of people you've probably seen, it could be for a charity.
Yeah.
Mainly for charity. But you can actually just be like, hey, GoFundMe.
I'm Israel Folau and...
Yeah, oh. Has everyone heard about Israel Folau? Yeah, but also, like, you could just be like, hey, I really love a boat. Mm. GoFundMe.
Yep.
Now...
You can come on at once if you GoFundMe.
Was that a sex joke?
No, it wasn't. Semen?
Oh, God. Usually you're the one making those jokes. No, okay, so do you give to charity very often?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
No, I do. I have
no further questions.
No follow-up questions. Thank you. There's a couple of animal charities and breast cancer and brain, the Mark Hughes Foundation.
Oh, right.
Come out of my account.
Oh, so you're one of those suckers that do it every month.
Look, they come to your door and you're like, oh.
I just tell them go away.
Oh.
I pretend I'm deaf.
Okay,
no, cool. That's... I pretend I'm blind.
You just have your dick out and then they go away.
I pretend I'm deaf and blind. No, I always just go, mate, look, is it coming out of my account every month? They go, well, yes, we are after continuous. And I said, no, don't worry about it. I'll give you money now. And they're like, no. Because a lot of them, the problem with those places is that a lot of them get money for it.
Oh.
So you think you're paying the charity, but they're paying for those people to walk around and stuff like that as well. So... Yeah, so that's why I don't give to any charities.
So, in conclusion, don't ever give to charities.
Not worth it.
Is what Louis says.
Looking over our board,
special
skills. Now, this just came to mind. For me today, we were having brunch, Megan and I, and Charlie was being a pain in the ass.
Yep.
But I realised as I finished my brunch, I think we all have special skills where we realise it's pretty petty. But in the back of the mind, we're like, hey, I'm pretty good at doing that.
Yeah.
Because I finished my brunch and I realized that pretty much every time I eat a meal with like several different elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a big breakfast. So it had sausages and bacon and toast and eggs and even some spinach. That I always, always perfectly like ration it out. So I get a good amount of each food for every bite.
Yeah.
So I'm not left at the end going, oh, great, half a sausage and a bit of bacon, but like, you know, nothing else.
See, I'm one of those people that likes to leave the best to last.
Yeah, that's... If I was a chef and I prepared a meal like these potatoes go spectacular with this cut of beef or whatever and then with this sauce and that, and I looked out and there's some idiot just eating nothing but mashed potatoes as quickly as they can. You're like, that goes to the fucking meat.
Well,
like,
to be honest, like being a vegetarian is generally just a plate of potatoes. So
oh, these potatoes are so good. I can't get to wait to get onto the other potatoes. But another skill I had, which you joked about as soon as I told you, I don't lose track of time when I'm masturbating. Now, this sounds silly, but I've actually thought about this many times where, and this could be a session that goes for a few minutes, yep, or even like one of those drunken late night ones that go for like half an hour.
Good God.
And I'll look at the clock and be, and you know what I'll do? I'll finish and I'll close my eyes and I'll be like, I bet it's 11:38. And I'm very accurate.
Megan's a lucky lady.
She's just lying next to me.
3, 2, 1, and we're done.
So have you got any, you don't have any skills, do you?
I think I've talked about it before, and I can reverse park like a motherfucker. No, any size park, I will. Like if there's a
choice. Give me any choice, size.
If there's a choice between going in forward and like, I'll take that bad boy on because I know I'm really fucking good at it.
Yeah. What we might do is get a video of this so I'll get him reverse parking because most people that think they're good parkers aren't good parkers, except for me. Oh, actually, you have to talk to them. Every time Megan and I, if we're driving together and I have to reverse park,
yep,
I'll stop, always nail it. And I'm like, God, Megan, I'm so, you're so lucky you've got me.
Like, making myself so hard right now.
I see those guys looking over at me, seeing how good I parked. So that's it. That's your no other interesting skills.
No, I'm pretty boring. I always lose track of time when I'm masturbating.
Days are fast.
Sometimes weeks. I just haven't shown up to work.
Oh, it's good.
Sorry, guys.
It's good. Had a mammoth session. Completely lost track of time.
Bean is sore.
And it went over the daylight savings period. So that shook me as well. So
lost another hour.
So it's only partly my fault. Bloody farmers, right? Let's go on to the next part.
Okay.
We might get back to that later.
Yep.
Brothels. Now, we've probably talked about this maybe on and
too
off.
Too much.
No, I don't think we've talked about brothels a lot. I don't know what made me think of it. Maybe I drove that's what it was. I drove past a massage place that had one of those open signs on it.
Yep.
Which we talked about before, which we think, if you drive past a massage place, Thai massage usually, and there is one of those flashing green and red open signs on it,
you'll get a
hand job in there.
For sure.
If you go onto their website and there's pictures of people in bikinis, you will get a hand job in there.
Just like the cover photo is just like 10 sets of hands.
Oh, I like those hands.
Those hands, thanks.
But okay, so, and then M's like, have you ever gone to a brothel? I'm like, no, but it's not, guys aren't going to admit it to girls anyway.
Yeah.
Most won't anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are there male brothels?
I don't know. I don't think you'd need one. We've had this chat before though.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this before. If a bloke was like, oh, I'm so horny, I'm just going to go into a pub and try to pick up, and he ran to the pub and went, who wants to fuck? No one's going, yeah, I'll give it a go.
But
girls, if a girl walked in and went, anyone want to fuck? You could be rough as guts. And the guy's like, yeah, rightio, better than a brothel, which he was going to yell out in the pub later. But
we've all been there.
But with, okay, there was one situation where I had to go. I was living with a bloke. I'm not going to say his name. And he dragged me from brothel to brothel snake one pit? Night. It wasn't the snake pit.
Well, that narrows it down.
For about 8-9 blokes. But he, one night in Newcastle, dragged me from brothel to brothel. We went to, I think, 3. Because he was trying to find, like, a girl.
The one. Just no?
It was like The Bachelor. But gross.
Just went with a heap of STI test kits.
But he's, like, kept looking and he dragged me to one. I'm like, oh, no, I don't. Nah. And then he's like, wait, girls will come out and talk to him. And then I'm like, no, I don't want anything. And they're like, nothing. I'm like, oh. And I made the mistake of going, oh, I might just get a massage. And they're like, oh, with a hand job. I'm like, no.
I've just got a really sore back.
Back of my dick.
Back of your throat with my dick in it. No? Do they do that? Or do they just do hand jobs?
Well, I think brothels do everything. I think, with the massage, with the Thai massage. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. But so we went to brothel, and eventually he found one he liked. And I just had to sit. I just had to stand out the front.
It's like, were you just on your phone playing Snake?
Oh, I guess how long ago was it? It was near King Street in Newcastle. I can't remember. Oh,
yeah,
right.
I know that one. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay. So I just sort of waited there just till he finished.
You would look so seedy just standing out the front.
Yeah, imagine that. Oh, look at this seedy bloke. I'm not the seedy one.
Yeah, you're the one.
Seedy guy's in there fucking this Asian lady.
Just waiting for a mate.
But okay.
Then he came out and you guys high-fived.
But would you look differently on a bloke who would been to a brothel?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like would not consider going further with someone?
Yes, exactly.
What if they were like, yeah, but I was doing fly in, fly out. I was out of the my town 3 weeks out of four.
I don't know. It just, there's something about it that just makes me like, ugh. Like it's disgusting. It's paying for sex. It's just a whole different level.
So it's a money thing more than anything.
Well, with Tinder these days, you don't, like, it's so easy.
But what about before? No, but this is now it's easy. But even then it's sort of, but with Tinder, if you're not in the same area, like what if you're like, well, yeah, I work out of state 3 weeks out of four. I come back and like, I don't have time to go out, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Just masturbate. Time yourself and masturbate.
No. You could waste weeks. You know what? There is, it's a proven technique is that for everything that a guy does, they should masturbate before any big decision. Because if it's related to a woman, you can often change your mind after.
Have you watched Something About Mary too many times?
Oh, that's the idea of it, but that's...
Just relax. Just chillax a bit.
But he's doing it to relax and so not to think about sex. But yeah, I think if you are... Okay, for all the guys out there that are like, oh, maybe I do go to brothel. Yeah, just have a quick wank. Quick, could be 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just keep it to probably within an hour. I know, that's up to you. Your body is a wonderland, as John Mayer once suggested.
No, that's too long.
What's that?
An hour wank.
I mean, coming home drunk and like, I'm not going to get into this.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't want
to. Okay, so you know what? Oh, okay. Brothels. But here you go.
Hmm.
So the bloke goes, I've been to a brothel. Would you? And I've slept with 10 girls over 10 years.
At brothels. Yeah.
Or would you prefer the guy to be like, no, I've never been to a brothel, but I've slept with, you know, 50 girls over the last 10 years.
50 girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
100 girls. 1,000 girls.
Sold.
Okay, right. So it's still about the buying of the sex.
Yeah.
God, I really yelled into that microphone then. I just saw that spike on that thing. I'm going to have trouble clearing that up.
But
what about the kink stuff, though? What about the guys that are like, yeah, but I don't know, I didn't feel comfortable talking to a girl about it. You know, you ran into that bloke that had all the kinks under the sun.
Yeah, I did. That was fun.
He wanted the golden showers and the... You said a whole bunch of things.
Spitting into each other's mouths.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't want to say it.
Like a couple of llamas. I think we talked about that. Yeah. I don't know. I think there is a place for them. I think that there's a genuine place for maybe guys that who... Maybe they're not as good looking. Okay, how about this? There are prostitutes. They're very sexy. No. No. What about the prostitutes that sleep with disabled people?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like yourself.
Am I the disabled person or am I the prostitute in this scenario?
Both.
I've been both.
You sleep with more disabled people. It's a ladder.
They're usually disabled after I sleep with them.
Oh, why?
Because I...
It's like cut their dicks.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, so you don't have a problem with that so much?
No.
Fair enough. I think we found the level.
does this disability include scars, Louis?
Oh, I don't know why I thought about this. I think maybe it was a Lion King being re-released.
I was going to say.
And Scar.
He's a little bit sexy.
The villain.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was that it was sexy. Huh? But I think it came to like, what scars do you go, hey, it's just a scar. And I can see past that. And what scars do you go, oh, actually, I don't know about that.
I'm like, if you saw inclined to a good Harry Potter scar.
That's the lamest scar. But okay. Fuck off. Imagine a scar running down the forehead, like over the eye, sort of like mercenary scar I'd down
like,
the cheek.
I'd be like, this guy's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it was...
And I can fix him.
But then you... But the Joker scar, where it's like cut at the edge of the mouth
yeah.
into a smile, no.
Well, unless it was done by someone else.
What, like professionally? And it looked
no,
good.
I mean like someone had... You'd been kidnapped and someone had cut you or...
But what if it looked sad though? What if it was the opposite of the Joker? What's, oh, why are you so sad? Oh, it's my scars.
I'm happy. It's the best day of my life. My wedding day.
What? So you marry? That was such a weird... Okay, so...
Sometimes I skip really quickly into relationships and wonder what could happen.
Okay, what about a scar? And we talked about this. Let's try not to go too dark on this because you went there very... All the way around the neck. Like a necktie.
Well, that's a red flag.
No, no. We're going to talk about red flags later.
No, no. But I'm just saying that in itself is like... Well,
but imagine if they went, no, I just... I was playing with the piano and I fell through it and the wire crashed. I'd never played piano before and I did it wrong.
What? That is so random. You couldn't just say like a car accident or something?
I was just thinking of piano wire. Playing chopsticks. I had a very terrible chopstick.
Piano incident of 2007.
Damn it, chopsticks. Okay. So...
And you like you go out to a Chinese restaurant where you first date and he's triggered by like the chopsticks.
You don't know what I've been through. Okay, so, but just say it was some ridiculous accident like that.
Yeah.
But that is that a scar that you go, will you look through it?
It depends where the scar's from. But I think scars on dudes are way more accepted than scars on chicks, but that's just a girl V-boy thing.
Megan had a really bad car accident. You probably know that. She's got scars on her from a car accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on her arm and stuff like that. Because Megan's quite fair on her skin, you probably can't notice it as much.
I got this one on my lip. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
It looks like shit.
I know. People bring it up, though. Like, people always say, how'd you get that scar? And I'm like, it could be something really bad. Like, and... I never like to say anything to anyone, even when a woman looks like 9 months pregnant, I'll never be like, oh, you're pregnant, because I'll be like, she could have just had a big lunch.
Big lunch.
But with scars and stuff, I'm the same. I would never be like, hey, how'd you get that scar?
Yeah. And you know what? Some are neither here nor there. I think you talked about self-harming. I think they can be confronting, but I would still, that probably doesn't faze you as much. If a girl, have you seen the people who have scars on the earlobes? Where they've got the spacer earrings and had to take them out.
Yep.
I think that I'd have a problem with those because you're a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like it shows you a bit of a fucking
They have to
idiot.
Get like surgery to get them back, put back together.
Apparently a really good gag is to go out with a padlock and find anyone with spacers and just lock it on and then disappear. and then they're like, because they probably won't know what's going on straight away.
I feel like that would have been a lot more common like 15 years ago.
I hope someone on the show goes, that's a good idea. And I reckon you could do it if it was crowded enough at, say, a pub when someone was lining up for a beer.
Wouldn't it be great if two people with spaces were standing next to each other and you can get them both in the one?
Sounds like a sex thing.
Okay, so that's weird, but what you were suggesting, completely normal.
Okay.
So. Well, we'll do one, but two, that's just taking it too far.
Okay. So I think you're right. It depends on where the scars are from, but I think there are cool scars and scars that aren't.
It's like when we talked about the eye patch that time and you're like, do you find it attractive? I'm like, I don't find it in anything. It just is what it is.
But you did like the idea of two eye patches.
Yes. AKA someone blind.
Well, I don't think people who are blind wear two eye patches.
They both hurt.
Is he blind? Yeah, he's got two eye patches on. Why? Don't know. It's just what blind people do. Haven't you seen deaf people walk around with earmuffs on?
Touché.
He's deaf. How do you know? Earmuffs. And you hear how quiet it is? He doesn't need those earmuffs. He's deaf. What? Exactly.
It's like Miles walking around with the glasses on and the crutch. It just made no sense. People are like, move out of the way.
You brought this up before. Now, I don't know. It's a term. I don't remember talking about red flags when we were younger. Obviously, it's a thing. So red flags are like, what would you say? behavior or traits in people.
It comes up a lot more when you're meeting someone online, I think.
Yeah.
They do a certain amount of things. Like, I've had guys lie to me about their name and then tell me what their real name is months later.
And it's a red flag. And where the act or the behavior itself mightn't be completely terrible, but it's almost like, oh, that's a bit of a red flag. This bloke's going to be a fucking lunatic.
But at the same time, for a woman, it also causes a bit of like mystery and you're like intrigued. So
I did not know that was coming.
No.
Really?
Yeah, but that's the thing. You're like,
so wait. I go to the pub and go, hi, my name's Kieran. And they go, really? And I go, no, it's Louis. And they go, oh, it's Yuri.
Well, not straight away.
Oh, so I've got to pretend to be Kieran. I don't even like that name.
I was like, where did that come from?
I don't even know any Kierans anymore.
Anymore.
Hi, I'm Kieran. See ya. Oh. It's Louis.
Guys, it's Louis.
Okay. Are you serious? So it's a mystery thing.
I seem to be, girls seem to be attracted to guys with red flags because it's like that whole we think we can fix something.
Yeah, right.
You know that.
So nice guys do finish last.
Yeah.
So, but there must be some red flags. But there's certain red flags. So, but someone telling you they're the wrong name, that's a red flag you can look, you can go, oh. Why is he hiding it? That's interesting.
And then I had the same guy tell me after we had been talking and we met up once that he had two kids and I didn't know about that for like a month.
Was that a red flag that intrigued you or upset you?
It was just a bit...
See, no, this is... I can't believe you're thinking about this. If I went out with a girl and then like 2 weeks in, she's like, oh, I've actually got two kids. I'm not going, oh, how mysterious and intriguing. I'm going, well, you fucking probably should have told me that about like ages ago.
See, at the time, by then I'd actually really started to like him. But by then I was just like, he was like, oh, I thought I already mentioned it. And I was like, oh, you didn't. I think I would have remembered that. You fucking idiot.
I'm actually a woman, but I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago.
And I've brought it up before, but that guy that told me that he was married with two kids, that's a red flag.
Yeah, when he is. I'm married. But can we keep doing this? Okay, so...
Red flag.
But what are the red flags? So I'm sure everyone's different, but do you have or have you had red flags in the past where you're like, no, I won't deal with that red flag. Oh, this is called cause dramas.
Mm.
Like in taking mum along to a date or something like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you look past that?
No. Oh, was it like the first date?
Yeah. Chaperone.
Oh, she picked him up and dropped him off so he could have a few drinks.
No, because so she wants to make sure like he doesn't, you know, he behaves. Chaperone. You know what? I'll tell you about a chaperone story.
Yeah.
I must have been about 18 or 19. And I can't remember where I met this girl. She was local. I think she did go to school to me maybe a year above, but I had nothing to do with her. I can't even remember where I met her. But we started hanging out a bit. She was a little bit odd, but she was nice enough. And then we're hanging out.
And I married her.
Her name?
Shout out to Megan.
Megan. No. I can't even remember her name. But we're hanging out for, say, a few weeks and, you know, having dinner. And she had dinner at my place and we'd hang out and that. And she was always a little bit weird socially. Nothing crazy, but like not... Dad's like, oh, it was nice of her to thank us for dinner. Because she would just be like, see ya. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then we were sitting at her place. Now, I'm not sure if we'd even kissed. Maybe we'd kissed. But we're sitting at her place. No one was there. She lived with her mum who wasn't home. And we were watching something on TV and religion must have come up. And I said, oh, are you religious? I didn't say it like that. Are you religious?
I had a stroke.
I said, are you religious? And she went, yeah. I went, oh, really? She says, yeah, really religious. I'm like... Oh, right. Well, what religion? She's like, oh, Jehovah's Witness. I'm like, oh, right. She goes, yeah.
Not even a mild one.
Yeah. She could have said like, I wish she said like something like made up. They're like, you know, those religions are like.
I'm a Jedi Knight.
But then she's like, yeah, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I'm like, oh, right. She goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, are you, like, is your family? She goes, yeah, mum's really, really into it. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be here right now. I'm not meant to see guys without a chaperone. I'm like, right.
Had you guys slept together?
No. We definitely hadn't slept together. I think we may have kissed. Like, but I wasn't like, maybe we would get there. I was just sort of like, oh, she seems cool enough to hang out with.
Yeah.
But I think once that came out, then she was like, I'm like, oh, right. She goes, are you religious? I'm like, no, not at all.
Didn't even have time to answer. I was out the door.
No, I was like, I got really curious.
I do too.
And then she was like, oh, yeah, no, no. Well, yeah, if we actually want to just properly start like dating, take this further, you'd probably have to like change over to Jehovah's Witness. I'm like, oh, right.
Here's a brochure.
And I'm like, oh, I don't even like to want to change from Optus to Telstra. And then she's like,
you were saying change from Android to iPhone. It was a blow up.
And then she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So would you like, would you think about it? And then we really couldn't do anything till we're married. I'm just like, it's like it was, she was holding it in, knowing it was coming.
Yeah.
And then when it sort of came up, she just went, bleh! And I was like, yeah. And we got married and been happy ever since. No, no, I don't think I saw her again after that. I think it was just that moment where she realized that it was cool hanging out, but she was going to do this and that I wasn't going to fit in.
I had a guy tell me all about on our first date about how his dad had passed away and he literally cried on our first date together. This was like 5-6 years ago.
How long did how long had his dad been?
A couple of years.
Oh, right. Not like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was like I could understand. But then he was like, it was a few years ago. Then he started showing me all the photos on the phone and on his phone of him and his dad and stuff. I'm like, why is this happening?
Is this the one, though, that did it and you think it was to get in bed with you? Like,
no.
Sympathy?
No, that was a little while ago with that guy that was like, hey, I'm in town to see my dad in hospital.
Oh, that's right. My dad's in hospital. Want to fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. So I did.
I felt terrible. But once we fucked, I felt a lot better. So red flags, it seems like you'll put up with everything apart from a mother turning up on a date.
Sometimes red flags don't seem as obvious until after you're out of the situation
He did punch.
I literally made a scarf of his red flags. It was very cute.
He did punch me that time. Probably a red flag looking back.
Yeah. I've had a guy on a first date want to go halves in a bag of Coke. So that was red flag.
That's one of those red flags, not condoning drugs or whatever.
Mm.
That's one of those red flags where could have been fine,
but
on a first date could be a bit presumptuous.
First date, yeah, a bit much.
Yeah.
What if I was an undercover cop? What if I was a cop?
Just a what? Not undercover? Sorry, lunch break. And you got your hat on and everything? Do you want to split a bag of Coke?
Sure.
Excuse me, sir. I am a cop.
I will have we'll have a whole bag each.
Not even undercover.
No.
So what about, okay, so red lights. I'm trying to think for me.
Red lights?
Because you don't ask me if I have any red lights.
red flags.
Lights. God damn it. Red flags.
Roxanne.
Talking about brothels. It's about a sex worker. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so Roxanne, you don't have to put on your red light. Because that's what brothels used to do, have red light out the front. And
I just play a really good drinking game to that.
Yeah, if it's whenever it says Roxanne or red light,
half
you drink.
Half the group stands up, then the other half stands up for red light. Yeah
but that's just, you get wasted. Yeah, silly.
That's what drinking games do, Louis.
I have seen a very funny, it's not so much a drinking game as a prank you pull on people who have passed out. And it's called it's called Toy Storying. And when someone passes out, you write Andy on their foot.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get strings and tied to their legs and feet. Yeah. And there's a really good video online of this guy pass out. And they're moving his legs and arm around with that, you got a friend in me.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic. I just like throwing penises on people's faces.
It's funny you bring that up. This wasn't on our board. But. Megan, my wife, shared a picture with me some time ago and it was a baby asleep and someone had drawn a penis on its face.
Oh, and there was internet blew up.
Yeah, people were like, oh, only a pedophile do this. I'm like, whoa.
That's child abuse.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's just a marker of a dick. Like,
yeah.
I do it to Charlie all the time. He still doesn't get it.
I thought that was just his birthmark. It's just there so often.
Such an unfortunate birthmark.
Yes.
Okay, so what about green lights? What's something
flags.
You... Oh, I keep saying lights, don't I?
It's literally written there on the board. Yes.
What about green flags? What's something when you've seen a guy and you go, ooh.
Oh, okay, when they're you go out for a meal and they're really kind to the waiter or the waitress, like they're not rude and they're not, that's like, a green flag.
Like maybe a bum squeeze.
not too kind. I'm not not menage a trois-ing this shit. But I just think that when someone's really nice to strangers.
Yeah.
Unless they're also being dicks.
Oh, my stepdad is. at times impossible to go out with. Now, my brothers and I, it drives us crazy. We'll go to the pub. Now, the waitress or waiter will come over and he's got these like list of things he loves to say when we go out. And this could be at the pub or it could be at a two Michelin star chef hat. A very nice restaurant. But the waiter or waitress will come over and be like, so is the food here good? And I'm like, Romo, what do you think they're going to say? No, it's not.
It's terrible.
And I actually said to him once, I said, Romo, what do you think they're going to say to that? And he goes, oh, well, that last place we went, the food was bad. I'm like, yeah, but they weren't going to say there the food was bad before they brought it out.
Yeah.
And then he's got these other things. If we has to, he'll sit there and he'll be like, my first wife, she was a gem. Now, my mum is his first wife. That's the gag. But waitresses don't give a shit about this. When they do finally get it, they're like, okay, you made me feel a little bit awkward for a second. His jokes is like, let's see how awkward I can make this staff feel.
Does he think he's being funny?
Oh, yeah. And he's got a few of them and he thinks they're really, really funny.
Does he like have a written down on his palm?
Oh, well, he does that one all the time. Is the food good here? My first wife was a real gem. Oh, if you're ordering the bar or at the bistro or whatever, he'll be like, where's the complaints line? And they're like, oh, once again, let's see how awkward I can make this person feel. Oh, you don't need one. It's really great. And they're like, oh, okay.
Whenever my dad goes up to the bar and orders like more than four or five drinks and they say, would you like a tray with that? My dad always goes, I've got enough to carry, and then just walks away. I do find that pretty funny.
And he spills it all?
Yeah.
Oh, probably should have taken that tray.
The people on the bar are always just like, what?
What is a good joke, but I should have taken the tray.
Worth it.
Covered in just beer and creme de menthe.
What?
It's like a green spirit drink. Don't worry about it. Romo will also, what's funny, goes up, he'll go up to, when he's taking, they're taking his order, usually when he's about to pay, can I have a discount? And I'm like,
oh my God, that would make me so awkward.
Every time. And like, but some people get awkward with him and be like, oh, are you a staff member or are you an employee discount? And he's like, no. But he just says it for the awkwardness. He doesn't actually want a discount. Which would probably make it easy to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, if he went up and went, hey, guys, we're going to spend a few $100 here anyway, you know, then I could, but he's just like, oh, a discount? Oh.
So what you're saying is Romo finds really funny just awkwardness.
Yeah. Yeah. He thinks it's hilarious.
I hate it.
Okay, I don't know where we're going there. Green flags. Oh, being nice to waitresses.
Yeah.
So, can't grab
it. What about you?
Them.
What about you for a girl? What's a green flag?
I don't know. I like someone who...
it's got a really nice butt.
I like blowjobs. Big green flag. No. I guess I like someone who... I don't like the word clingy, but someone who has a life of their own and you don't feel like obligated to contact them regularly. It sucks when you got with someone like, and I've had a couple of girls that I wasn't even going out with, and they'd be like, don't you dare hook up with anyone or don't you dare do this. And
Megan's fine with it.
Me, I can hook up with everyone. As long as they're blokes. Strange rule she's got. No. So as long as, so people who can keep themselves and not be that jealousy. I think, it's probably a jealousy thing. It's people who can't keep their jealousy in check.
Yeah.
And then people who can't, like, occupy themselves, you know, where...
Yeah, I read something the other day. I was like, I want to be with someone for the rest of my life that leaves me alone most of the time.
Like a cat. So you're a cat. Just want someone to feed you and give you your worming medicine. I can't think of any, like...
Occasionally trim the fur around my anus.
And if I have problems with my anal glands later, maybe squeeze them.
Yeah. Is it really too much to ask?
Oh, yes. That's a red flag.
Okay.
If a girl said to me, I have anal gland problems and you may need to squeeze them, big red flag. She said to shave my anus. Meh. I know that's a red flag or a green flag. Oh, God, I'm slurring my words.
How drunk are you?
Oh, it is a big cup.
It is.
I'm drinking out of a comically large Iron Man cup from the theatres.
Everything you drink out of is comically large. I've never seen you drink out of a normal person cup.
Well, so if I ever get pulled over, the cops can say, how many drinks you had? And I'll be like, one.
Technically, really? Right.
There were six shots of rum in that. So, yeah, I guess green flags, yes. I guess green flags, red flags, like they're the opposite of each other. Yeah, but people who, like, have their own life and, like, you don't feel like you're, without you there, they're going to be bored. Or when you go out, that they can't look after themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
But even that, people aren't the social that can't go, hey, you go out, I'm all good, I'm sort of happy to hang out, I'll come out for a couple of hours, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we talked about this before. The girl kissed me on the penis and then got upset when I kicked her out. Big red flag. At least I paid attention to it. She was crazy.
I don't know. That to me just doesn't seem like a red flag.
Kissing one. Okay. The penis kissing wasn't a red flag. That was strange. The kicking her. Now I'm saying I kicked her out. When I asked her to leave, as like, hey, the night's done. Let's like call it a night.
Mm.
We can't talk about this girl again.
Okay. My time's up.
We can go back to that, but. I bought some pistachio nuts recently.
Mm-hmm.
This is where this podcast
you're obviously
hits.
Making the good coin.
This is where this podcast hits new heights.
I can only afford cashews.
Nuts. Cashews are pretty expensive too.
I know, but they're not as expensive as pistachios. But they're more expensive than peanuts. So.
Yeah. Mm. Next week on the Nut Podcast. Okay, so, but pistachios, for people who haven't eaten pistachio. I don't know why I explained pistachios to people. They're in a shell, right?
Yeah.
Now, I would say 90% of pistachios, you can crack them open very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But there's about 10% that you have to battle with. Some you might have to battle with, say, 10 seconds.
Mm.
But I battled with one. I reckon it was, I could say 5 minutes.
Why didn't you just get a hammer? And
I don't know. I dug my nails in, like, till my fingers were sore, like, because I've got really small nails.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much just a shell, like, dagging into my cuticles and that, or whatever they're caught under the nails. I think it's a form of torture in some places where they stick things under your nails. And I'm like,
I was going to say, a form of torture, they just make you open, like, 100 pistachio nuts.
But you can't eat them. Yeah. Oh.
Nah, no way.
But I battled with this thing, and eventually, like, because it sort of broke open and it busted everywhere, and I just got two pieces. But I wasn't even upset. I wasn't even like, fuck, this is taking so long. I was just like, I had ultimate patience getting into this pistachio nut. But then I'm driving my car and someone's at a parking spot and they take 3 seconds. Yeah. I will lose my shit.
You should just carry around a bag of pistachio nuts in your car.
Calm.
Just
goose frabba.
Concentrate on the pistachio.
Serenity now. And just cracking pistachios.
It's like a form of like a time. How long are you going to be? Oh, about 3 pistachio nuts that are hard to open. I'll be there then.
If someone said to me, Louis, I'm going to be 3 pistachio nuts.
Red flag.
Yeah, big fucking red flag. I'd be like, huh, that's funny, but actually how long are you going to be? 3 pistachios. Yeah, this isn't going to work. Can I kiss your
Lose
penis?
My number.
Can I kiss it to your penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would break every nail to get one of those bad boys open.
But, okay, so you would do the same.
And yeah. If you paid for them, I wouldn't really care. But if I paid for them.
But what's something – are you impatient generally as a person?
Yeah.
What's something like that you can't deal with but you can deal with 10 minutes on a pistachio?
Waiting on the phone, like when someone says
– Oh, really?
I'll put you on hold. Yeah, I refuse. I'm just like, hang up. I got better things to do with my time.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Oh my. So you could be 40 minutes waiting.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they're like,
oh, I wouldn't even get to 40 minutes.
And then they're like, oh, hello. Yep. No worries. I'm just going to put you on hold. And you go, done.
Yeah. If it's more than like 2 minutes, I'm just like, no, I'll ring back later.
This is not a good way to deal with life. M's being harassed by the Australian Taxation Department.
Yeah.
But I ring up and you know what happens?
Me and then put me on hold, no. That's a no-no.
I'm going to start doing that to you. Hey, Em. Hey, Lou, how you going? I'm just going to put you on hold for a second.
I'll be with you in a moment.
But what I'll do, I won't, and I'll just start singing.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams are made of the... I don't know what else. That's the only song I could think of at the time.
What kind of places are you ringing where that's the hold music?
No, that's the music I'm going to sing to you when I put you on hold. Okay. I don't know where we're going with that. Okay, let's talk about this bloke I ran into at the chemist.
Yeah.
So, had to go to the chemist last week just to pick up a script. Oh, one of the most... Okay, this is just a little bit off track. I must have been like 17 years old. And I went to the chemist with a bloke called Grant Atkins. And this bloke is... I have not had a lot to do with him for the last 10, 12 years.
But because of this?
No, but he's... Well, this is one of the reasons. He was a very unique sort of guy. But we lived close to each other. We played footy together and stuff like that. Now, I wanted to get a mouth guard from the chemist. Walked into the chemist, sort of having a look around. Lady came over and said, oh, hey, mate, can I give you a hand with something? Mm. Before I could speak, he went, and he's got a really strange voice as well. He doesn't talk loud. And he goes, oh, yes, my friend has AIDS and he would like the AIDS medicine. And I was like, remember, I was 17. I was so embarrassed. I'd told no one about my AIDS. No. But the lady sort of just like half chuckled. And I'm like, no, just not the mouth guards. But, okay, so I went to the chemist the other day.
Yeah.
Now, as I'm walking up, there's a ramp. Now, halfway down the ramp, this bloke walks down, lights up a cigarette, and already I'm like, and it's not the cigarette part, but it's doing it on the ramp
to the chemist,
to the health place.
Facility.
Right. You know, health, yeah, that's a much better word, health facility than place. I'm like,
that's what I've learned at uni so far.
And then I go in, put my script in, have a seat, and I'm waiting.
The AIDS medication is going to buy itself.
My AIDS was playing up big time that day. Too many brothel visits. But I, AIDS.
AIDS.
AIDS. Better the devil you know. I think that's a term I can use there.
Fuck.
But I sat down and I'm sitting for 20 seconds.
Mm.
This bloke sits next to me. He's probably like late 50s. Yeah. And he's like, looks like a fairly regular sort of guy. He's in like a high vis, like tradie shirt, yellow and blue.
I pictured a South jersey, but continue.
No. So he looked like a regular sort of guy, and he's like, "Ah, mate, waiting here is the worst." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm trying to, I can't not talk to people once they talk to me."
Yeah,
I could just go but I'm like, "Oh, mate, it doesn't really faze me. They're usually pretty quick here." Oh, yeah, but when you're in a hurry, though, and I went, oh, I'm not in a huge hurry, I'm all right. Oh, but, mate, I've got to go and bloody change the spark plugs in my SV6 Commodore. And then I've got to go and get my group certificate. And I'm like, and I should have just gone, oh, yeah. But I can't because I'm some
I need
sort
to
of...
ask him about this Commodore.
Because for some reason, I'm now invested in this bloke's life. Yeah. And I said, I could have just gone.
You should have just said, I'm just waiting for my AIDS medication.
Oh, I hear you, mate. My AIDS is really flaring up this week. Me and you are the same. Oh, no, but fuck. Can we talk about AIDS like that? I think we can.
Later.
I think after a certain amount of time, you're allowed to joke about things, and AIDS is past that period. I think it was on South Park at some stage.
Okay. Well, it was on South Park.
So... Yeah, he's like, oh, I need to change the spark plugs in my SV6 and get me going. Then I'm going to go and get my group certificate. And I'm like, oh, I think you can just get your group certificate now. Like, I think it's online. I don't think you actually need to access it. And he's like, oh, no, because I work for a bloody employee. What's it called? What they find work for you, whatever it is. Like
employment agency or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, no, because I'm casual and that. I'm like, oh, yeah. Thinking, why am I so fucking talking to this guy? And I think, I'm like, does it feel like your tax? I'm like, why am I still fucking talking to this guy? And he could probably tell I didn't want to talk to him, but I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, looks down in my hand. And I had two boxes of kids' toothpaste.
Yeah.
Now, for those people that don't know why there's kids' toothpaste, they've got different teeth. But I'm sure it also has something to do with the fact that kids seem to eat toothpaste. You're not meant to do, but kids like... With Charlie, brushes his mouth, sucks in the toothbrush, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you know you can get that from Woolworths. And I'm just like, mate,
take me there.
Do you want to go there? Lunch?
Shall we?
They don't have my AIDS medication there, though. No, and I said to him, I said, yeah, no, but this is a kid's one. It's got different ingredients. And it's only a few bucks. Yeah. I could have just left that. And I'm still like, obviously, he's my mate now. So so I got to talk to him. And then I'm like, but also, yeah, because obviously they eat it and stuff like that. So it's a different ingredient. It's only $2 or $3, so it's fine.
Yeah.
And he goes, but they'll just shit it out anyway. I'm like, what?
Well, he's got a point.
Yeah, but that's... Imagine sitting next to someone at a butcher and you're like, oh, I'll get a couple of Scotch fillets. And he goes, just get the chuck steak. You're going to shit it out anyway. And you're like, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
This guy's onto something.
Oh, and
anyway, he's going to be a guest next week on the show.
He must have realised our friendship ended there because I didn't know what to say to him. The bloke said, he's just going to shit it out anyway. Talking about my two-year-old son's toothpaste. And I went, oh, yeah. I'm just like, okay. I almost thought I was going to ask another question. Like, what? But I let him go. And he stood up. And he must have been like, oh, this bloke doesn't want any more to do with me.
Yeah.
And he goes over and he starts talking to another bloke. And I sort of half stopped paying attention. And I hear him going, yeah, I've got to go change the spark plugs on the SV6 Commodore. Just told the whole fucking thing to another bloke. This other bloke was an older guy who going, oh, yeah.
The other guy was drinking water. He's just like, he's gonna
mate, you know you're going to piss that out. Oh, no. That's why I hate drinking it.
Maitland.
That's my son Charlie scream for his dummy.
Okay. Some more toothpaste.
He's going to shit it out anyway. Oh, it's such a stupid, yes, you're going to shit it out. Everything you eat, you're going to shit out. That's like going, mate, why are you eating like vegetables and meat and that? You should just be eating some sort of like astronaut paste. You're going to shit it out anyway. Oh.
Pistachio nuts.
You went up one. We've already talked about pistachio
nuts. No, I'm saying you're just going to shit them out anyway. Oh, that's
back to the nuts podcast.
I like a good shaved almond. I don't like almonds whole, but when they're shaved, I love them.
So you like guys with beards, but almonds without?
Yeah.
What do you mean shaved almonds?
You know, I get it, shaved. I'm just like, what? How does an almond compare to a guy with a beard?
Who's getting up and shaving these almonds and milking them?
Ah, the vegetarian world that you don't know about.
I'll talk about this thing that happened at the physio the other day. So I'm still going to the physio for my knee. I'm kicking goals, really.
Yeah.
They're saying they've never seen someone recover so quickly from a knee reconstruction ever.
Mm.
They said they don't like to use the term Wolverine or superhuman very often.
Miracle boy.
In my case, they said, you are.
Can we have any of your physios on the show?
No, I don't think she'd be very interested. I don't think so. I think
just take a microphone into the physio.
I feel like she's friendly enough because I'm her patient, but she has no interest in like talking to me anything more than she has to.
I asked her out.
No, she's. I squeezed her in the bum. I heard that was. I was nice.
Green flag. It's a green flag as I squeezed her.
Hey, this is a green flag. Squeezing her ass. Green flag. Green flag. What? Nothing.
Wolverine.
She said. Just keep calling me Wolverine. No, so she said, what I'll get you to do at the gym, if you just get the leg press machine and what I need, just do, we want to do about 4 sets of 8. She said, weight-wise, you just sort of need to find what you're happy with. You want to be sort of straining for those last 2 of every set. And I said, oh, right. And I don't know why. I think I wanted to tell her, like, well, I obviously used to do more. Like, do I do as much as I can or should I back off because of my knee? But it came out as I went, oh, but I used to punch out 120 kilos. And as I said it, I'm like, punch out? And I actually said to her, I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't know. Oh, I don't know why I said punch out.
I don't know what happened there.
And I just sort of like, oh, sorry, no way, punch out. I feel dirty. And she was just like, I could tell she didn't think probably twice about it. But I felt really awkward saying it. But me bringing it up made the whole thing heaps more. I could just go on like, punch out. Oh, shouldn't have said that. I won't say that again.
But did you actually say?
Yeah, I said I used to punch out 120 kilos. And then when I realized I said it, I was like, oh, I don't know why I said that. Oh, silly word. She's just like, oh, yeah.
You're no longer Wolverine.
But
and then you went to the gym.
Okay, so yeah, so I went to the gym. Always been a bit of a gym nut.
You can tell. I'm always like, rude. Louis, let's do the podcast. And you're like, I'm going to do 4 hours at the gym.
But I thought, look, this is literally my first visit.
Ever?
No, on my new, okay. Since signing up. But I have not been to the gym in years.
Yep.
And I'm like, look, I'm going to make it really, start off real easy. I don't want to like strain myself, so I don't want to go back. And that literally treadmill, 5Ks an hour,
mm-hmm.
walking. I'll do walk for 15 minutes just to sort of get myself into it. Also, I forgot my towel, so I couldn't do anything ahead, including cleaning equipment. So, walking on the treadmill.
You got one job.
I know. Literally, I could turn up.
Bring a fucking towel.
I could turn up in my work clothes and be like, oh, fuck it. As long as you got a towel, but I forgot my towel. So, I'm just walking, not touching anything so my sweat doesn't touch anything. Hands on my head. And walking. And I'm like, I'll walk for 15 minutes. At about 14 minutes and 30 seconds, my back started to tense up a little bit. And I have had a bad back here and there in the past. I've learned if my back does twinge at all, is just to stop what I'm doing, chill out, and it will usually be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, I've only got 30 seconds left. I'll just keep walking. And I just kept doing it. And over that 30 seconds, my back went from a small twinge to just seizing, to eventually I stopped. And I was sort of half like bent over, like with my head down towards like the top of the treadmill. And I'm like sort of like sweating because it's painful. And then I'm like pretending to like stretch my legs just to explain why I haven't got off this treadmill that's not moving anymore. And I sort of like half like staggered like painfully. Now, I should have, while I was still half mobile, I should have just grabbed my bag, walked out the door and just got in my car and then drove home.
Never went back.
And then crashed my car into a river.
I didn't mean to laugh. I just went to the gym.
But I made the mistake of grabbing my bag. Now, for this gym...
Punching out 120 kilos.
For this gym, it's an Anytime Fitness where you swipe your little key card thing and you open a door and immediately on your left there's a lounge. On your right, there's a rack of where you put all your bags.
Mm.
I grabbed my bag and then sat on the lounge. I shouldn't have done it because I got stuck there. So I sat there at least half an hour.
We're actually doing this show from the gym.
Really kind to put us up here.
Thanks, guys.
It's Anytime Fitness. So I sat there awkwardly for half an hour. It was because as well I was right at the entryway, so everyone walking in and out. They probably thought I was eyeing off their bags. I was sitting there like with my phone out, like crunched over, like.
Yeah.
And I'd try to get up and I couldn't straighten my back. So I'd be like standing up at
a 90. So you didn't actually tell anyone at like you couldn't.
No, I was too embarrassed. I'd prefer to die than talk to someone about this. Honestly, at that time I was like, what do I do here?
Yeah.
And then a guy must have seen me like sweating profusely.
After sitting down for half an hour.
And grimacing. And yeah, half an hour at least. At least half an hour.
This is a good workout, this lounge.
And this bloke came over to me. He was on crutches. And he went, hey, mate, are you all right?
No legs.
He had no arms or legs. No, he came over on crutches. And he went, oh, hey, mate, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, it's just back. Just like struggling to get the words out because I was fine just sort of not moving at all, but like any moving or talking. And he's like,
struggling to get the words out because you're so proud or because your back hurt that much?
Both. Oh. No, but mainly in my back. No, my pride. Yeah. Oh, God. My pride. But I was very proud.
Yeah.
But he's like, do you want to borrow my crutches? I'm like, nah, man, I don't think that'll help.
Oh, my God.
Oh, remember, this is the first time I've done a workout at this gym, 15 minutes in.
Would we say it's a workout, though, 15 minutes walking?
I sweated a lot from pain.
Did you have any painkillers on you?
Not on me, but also it wouldn't have done anything. Like, it wasn't just going to be like, oh, a couple of pounds, I'm all right. I was fucked. And then, like, about half an hour later, I was just like, but you know what I was more worried about? I knew I could walk. But I knew my walk was going to be me hunched over at 90 degrees like a turtle. And I was terrified about standing up, like hunched over and having to like drag my bag behind me and like grab at the door.
Like a disgruntled child.
Yeah. and like run out with like
run.
Like hunched over at 90 degrees. That's what I was most worried about. And I sort of like, I'm like, just got up and I like straightened my back through all this pain till I still wasn't straight. I was still about like a 45 degree and just like couldn't lift my bag up.
Like, I wish I had seen this whole
and I just like sweating. I was so sore. And like I pulled the door open and I couldn't lift my bag up. So I just dragged it behind me on the concrete and just like staggered over to my car. And yeah, then I rang Megan. I'm like, Megan, I hurt my back. So that was my...
And Megan found it pretty funny.
Oh, well. But then that night, it was really bad. Like, it was
spasming. Did you drive home?
Yeah, definitely. This is the whole thing. What's going through my head? What do I do? Call an ambulance? I could never go back there. Imagine that. You know what? If I'd been there heaps of times, and I was like a big dude and, you know, you could get over it. But it's like, no, this is his first visit. Oh, what was he doing? Something intense? Walking slowly? Call an ambulance. Call an ambulance. Louis hurt his back walking slowly. Oh,
you wouldn't say Louis. You give a fake name, obviously.
Kieran.
Fucking Kieran.
I mean Louis. Damn it. Was that mysterious?
Force of habit.
Sorry, I'm very mysterious. Force of habit.
I saw a guy fall off the treadmill once at the gym. It was the best day of my life.
I would prefer to do that than get an ambulance called.
Yeah.
I could laugh that off, but I was... Oh, I'm so embarrassed thinking about it. If I had have been someone calling an ambulance, especially when it was like, I could... Oh, my God. That would be my nightmare. Someone calling an ambulance. I hurt my back. What were you doing? Oh, walking at 5 kilometers an hour. Right. Yeah, that's not very fast. No, it was...
Yeah, but the thing with hurting your back is all you have to do is twinge it in the wrong way and you're fucked. So it's not... It wouldn't been... No, it would have been pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. But I've since recovered. I feel
that's good.
Pretty good.
Have you done another workout?
Yeah. No, I've been back a couple of times since.
Oh, you're looking good. Looking good.
Let's get to that treadmill. Terrified. No, I went back on it a couple
of
times.
Yeah, okay.
I've got back on the horse.
Do not try the rowing machine, for God's sakes, if you're going to hurt yourself on the treadmill.
In all fairness, I think every machine there is just waiting to hurt me. If walking is going to be a day, imagine like, oh, well, maybe just start off with something a little bit easier than that. What? Then walking? What should I do? Just deep breaths.
Next time you just hurt yourself walking from the car to the gym. Oh, God damn it. Not again.
Someone call an ambulance.
There's that one all the time there for you now.
It was funny when we signed up, we get a free personal training lesson. And,
I think it's a free purse.
Free purse,
yeah.
Which is great because my old purse is really worn out.
Coin purse.
Isn't that a set of testicles? Okay, so.
Personal trainer.
Yeah, and a friend of ours actually, going to their wedding soon. I've been not saying no.
Oh.
Just because
Because no one knows she's getting married or?
Well, I just don't want to talk Anytime Fitness and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But she messaged us. We didn't know. And she's like, hey, look, your name just came across my desk. You're the first, for your first personal training session. It's actually me. And we're like, oh, cool. And I'm like, hey, so just so you know, I like to have minimum effort with maximum results. And I also like to reward myself with McDonald's after every workout.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I thought that's what she said. I was like, give me her number.
I guarantee results. But yeah, so yeah, that is dangerous having McDonald's right outside it.
That is the stupidest setup I've ever seen.
And even when Megan and I signed up, they were like, I was like, because we need to swipe our cards at least twice a week and we get a rebate from our health provider. We get half of our fees back.
Oh, nice.
But you have to swipe.
Mm.
And I'm like, hey, can we swipe like and not actually go to the gym? Can I bring my wife's thing? And they're like, well, I mean, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, most people don't ask us that. I said, oh, just in case, like, you know, Megan, she's pregnant, just, you know, she goes, oh, look, just don't tell me about it. And that's, I said, I'd never do it. And then we're already thinking about doing it.
Yeah, of course you are.
And then she told us the story of some bloke who would run in, swipe his card, disappear.
And then go to Macca's?
Oh, I don't know if he went to Macca's. It was some work thing. He got money back for it.
Do you remember that in East Maitland, the vet clinic used to be next door to a Chinese shop and it was way sus. Everyone used to say that all the... Remember that joke going around that...
Yeah, no, that's a very cruel joke because that's actually long-time listener Andy Au's parents' Chinese restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, Andy, I don't share the views of him. I never at any stage thought your parents used dogs in their food. And that's very cruel.
Fuck off, Louis.
I think we should finish on that note. Thanks for listening in again, guys.
Hopefully
there'll be music eventually.
Yeah.
We'll figure out something with the T-shirts and the stickers once they come about. Maybe it's like a blowjob for a sticker or something.
Oh, that we give or we accept?
Both. Okay. We just 69 for stickers.
As the old saying goes.
Dinner for two.
Nope.
That's what the 69 saying
is. I know.
All right, let's finish on a joke. Did you hear about the bloke who was he was an older guy and his wife wanted to spice up their sex life.
Uh-huh.
And she said, go and lie down on the bed. And he lied down and she got in the 69 position. He says, what's this? She goes, oh, it's a 69. Just as they start, though, she farts.
Mm.
Bad. He's like, oh, God, get off, get off, get off. She goes, sorry. It won't happen again. Lay down. So he lays down. Starts and she farts again.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, it's worse than the last one. Get off. She goes, come on, let's try it. Try one more time. He goes, no, I can't take 67 more of those. I think that's it.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. hopefully catch you next week. And, if you're keen on merch, and not just one of those, I've heard you're doing merch. How many episodes you listen to? None. Because I will say fuck off to your face.
Once again, you're saying this throughout an episode, so it doesn't really make much sense.
If this is your first episode, you'd fuck off. No, that's not fair. You could be listening the reverse order. I don't know why I'm sort of making this merchandise like a popularity thing, but it is. Righto. No, let's get
Thanks
going.
For listening. Take See it ya. Easy at the gym.
Bye.